This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. And we were talking about NFL free agency coming up in a month. A lot of the off-season stuff ramping up. More and more rumors coming up. I prepped this game of... true or false, NFL related for us to play.
Like,
oh,
it.
No.
And I'll start Commanders.
I failed my test yesterday at the admissions, so I'm running cold when it comes to tests.
But there's no right or wrong here. It's just your opinion. True or false, Adam Peters will trade for Myles Garrett this offseason.
False.
I'm going to say false. I don't think they have the compensation that the Browns are looking for because they're picking 29th.
Yeah.
I think he would like to have Myles Garrett on the roster, but going to be too pricey.
I just don't think he wants to give up multiple first rounders.
I'm going to say true.
It would be huge, but I don't think
because I just want to be sized.
They've been the favorite on the board. Like, Vegas has them as the favorite to land Myles Garrett, but I'm with Cakes and Bish Bucks. I think it's too much. I don't know if Adam Peters is going to trade away draft picks right now for Myles Garrett. I mean, it'd be nice.
He traded away a bit of a haul for Marshawn Lattimore. I don't know if he's going to trade away more draft capital for Myles Garrett.
But
I'd be surprised.
He's a sure thing.
He's an impact player.
He's a sure thing.
He's not going to be like when they brought in Big Daddy Wilkinson or Dana Stubblefield or
he's
those
a Hall
numbers
of Famer.
Over the years.
Yes. He's a Hall of
and
Fame
he's still
talent.
In his prime. Still in his prime.
Still relatively young.
Right.
I just don't know if Peters would give up the first rounder this year and the because I think you're going to have to give up multiple first rounders.
I would think so.
If they were drafted in the top 10, maybe you give up a first rounder and second rounder. But when you're drafting so deep,
yeah,
I think
it's
gonna...
when you're giving away like a late first, is it that big a deal? It's not as big a deal as if you're giving away like a 10th overall pick. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's almost like a second rounder.
It's like almost like you're giving up a second rounder.
So you give up the 29th pick.
Yeah, but you're giving up two first round picks.
I know, but it's...
I think
it's
it is a big
like
deal.
Two second round picks.
I think it is a big deal because your first rounders, you're expected to get starters as your first rounders.
I know, but you understand what I'm saying. You're giving away almost two second rounders if you're still good.
We've all seen those graphs, by the way, of how teams have fared in the draft and how many guys have turned into starters. Ron Rivera really did a horrendous job.
He did a number on
I saw
roster.
This a few days ago.
That's why he's
and I can't
the
remember
game.
The years that they followed, but the Commanders were dead last in like first, second, and third round picks starting on the team. Dead last.
Mm. Well, I mean, that should surprise no one.
And I don't just blame Ron. I blame everyone who worked under him, too.
Totally. Marty Herney's finally gone.
I blame all of those
story
guys.
His contract lapsed.
I guess so.
Yeah.
No more Marty Herney.
I mean, Ron gets the brunt of it because he was the guy. You know, he's the head coach, and supposedly making all the calls.
Right.
But everyone underneath him, they did a horrible job.
But you know what? He brought in all those people.
I agree.
So by extension,
he should get
a bunch of bad people to run the front office.
They did a bad job, yeah.
True or false? Aaron Rodgers will land in Las Vegas to play for Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly, and Devontae Adams will follow him.
He's going to get traded back? So both of these have to happen?
Both of them.
I'm just going to say false. Just because the odds of that are
there's
crazy.
There's so many moving parts there for that all to happen. I'm going to say false.
Say it again. What is the situation?
Aaron Rodgers lands in Vegas.
Yes.
He'll play for Pete Carroll and Chip Kelly.
Yes.
And Devontae Adams will follow him.
True.
That would be comical.
That would be hilarious.
It would be comical.
True.
Especially Devontae was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, true.
But he probably saw his house with the Taco Bell in it in Las Vegas.
Yeah. He does. He actually has a Taco Bell in his house.
He has a Taco Bell in his house. I've seen it in a commercial.
Aaron Rodgers has told the Jets, right, that he said that he wants to come back, right? There have been reports.
Well, the Jets said, thanks, but no thanks. Aaron Glenn said, we'll get our own guy. Yeah. Aaron Glenn doesn't want to start his Jets tenure with Aaron Rodgers around.
I think this was earlier than I expected that Rodgers made a decision and said that he wants to run it back. And yes, the Jets have said, no moss. We don't want Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, are you buying the report that Aaron Rodgers was begging for the Jets to keep him?
No, he doesn't strike me as a guy who's begging to keep his job with the Jets.
Oh, okay.
Like if they don't
I kind of was buying it.
Like if they don't want him, I would assume he would just be like, okay, you don't want me anymore. I'll just keep playing if I can continue to play.
Well, begging might be a relative term, but that he was pleading his case, hey, don't let me go. We can do this.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Yeah, I can see that. But I wouldn't doubt that.
I mean, begging might be. That sounds strong. That's how it was portrayed, but maybe
I don't believe he was saying, please, 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 let me stay.
Right.
I don't believe
you doing a Sabrina Carpenter bit there?
No, I'm doing a Smiths bit. Please, please, please.
Oh, she stole it from the Smiths?
Maybe she did.
No chance she knows who the Smiths are.
I barely know.
Well, that's not shocking.
The Smiths, you barely know.
No, I actually knew a couple of their songs back in the day in college.
Yeah, he had a depressed roommate back in college.
Did they do like a song called Shoplifters of the World Unite?
Yeah.
See, don't sleep on my Smiths knowledge.
Why, that guy that had the gun?
JD. My first roommate was JD.
Okay.
All right, let's split the baby. Aaron Rodgers to Vegas, yes or no?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yes. Of course he'll break Devontae. Who cares? Nobody cares about him at this point.
We got to trade for him.
Yeah, they give up whatever. I think it's a no-brainer. I think
how funny it would be. I don't know what they received in compensation for Devontae Adams.
I don't remember.
We'll get it right back. It's like we're sitting in the deal. All right, true or false? Justin Tucker is being framed.
False.
Why would you say that? Why would that be on there?
Biggest false ever. He's being framed.
It's a topic.
He's being framed by 16 different massage therapists.
He is not being framed. He's a creep.
Well, the answer could be that you've The argument would be if you were a Justin Tucker defender is that the attorney is just going around and soliciting for victims and he's telling them there's a payday. That's what you would argue. I'm not saying there's any evidence of that, but I'm saying that's what you would argue.
So it's up to 16. Seven more massage therapists have now accused Tucker of sexually inappropriate conduct. Started with six. This is just like Deshaun Watson.
What is it sexually inappropriate? What if he's just scratching his area?
Well, I don't know why you want to defend him so bad.
I don't. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. I don't care.
I don't know.
He means nothing to me.
I don't know. The question is, when did the therapists...
Yeah. When did they...
When did they actually start to complain?
Right.
Did they complain the day after it happened?
It seems like they're all complaining... 6 years later, eight years later.
But maybe some of them complained at the time, and then we went through those tweets that
I know that's
at the time there were a couple people on social media saying everybody knows about Justin Tucker.
Forget about the tweets. Forget it out at all. He's a creep and he's done because there was a complaint lodged by the masseuse to the company, which is on paper and is on record.
Right.
And at the time it happened.
Yeah. That's one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if there's one or 100.
But what if that one is just wrong? I mean, what if that one was wrong?
What do you mean?
Yeah, but all these others seem to back it up.
What if she's wrong? She misinterpreted something. Like, I don't know. He had know.
The thing when he took a Viagra and was just sitting around on the massage table.
He got inadvertently excited and he was trying to keep it down.
You can defend him.
The thing that makes it really hard, EB,
is he knows deep down he did it.
It's 16 massage therapists. It's multiple locations.
It's actually hard for me to imagine these guys doing this repeatedly.
He's stupid.
It actually is hard for me to imagine it.
Well, he has a compulsion.
How is he?
I know.
How does he go back to his house every day when his wife and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Well, he's
what do we have for dinner tonight?
He's compartmentalized it, I would guess.
Or maybe she rolled out. Who knows?
I don't know anything about his personal life. I would guess it's kind of in a shambles.
So Valdez. Well, he kind of portrayed himself as this. Punched down on him.
Yeah. There's a complaint that a therapist had at the time to her bosses that he did this to her, like happened like a week later or whatever.
That's
a.
But she could be wrong. I mean, she
smoking gun. That's a smoking gun to me.
That's not what Tucker's attorneys are saying.
What are they saying?
Tucker's attorneys told the Baltimore Banner that Tucker has not been banned from any spas. Additionally, the kicker's attorneys provided the Banner with a declaration.
Yeah, but that's different than a girl complaining.
With a declaration from the owner of one of the spas in question, reportedly saying she had never received any complaints about him.
Yeah, lawyers lie all the time. I don't know. I think.
Well, of course they do.
But that's also one of eight places that he supposedly.
Yeah.
Listen, he's a creep. Who goes to eight massage places? Who goes to eight? Like, if I found one good one, why wouldn't I keep going
horny
there?
Guys.
No, because he probably was banned. He was doing shady stuff.
He probably asked not to come back.
Right.
I just want to know how bad the behavior was. Because if he was just sized,
you're
probably
never
under the covers.
He probably was doing reachy with his hands.
Well, now, if he's groping people and doing that, that's bad.
He's also wasn't he reportedly trying to wiggle his way out of the towel to make the towel fall down? Like, come on. I mean, that's just, he's a creep.
He's probably a creep. I'm just trying to think of alternate scenarios.
He was also leaving messes behind.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that could be just being a premature person.
Come on.
Which is also,
and I guess, as a defensive back.
Yeah.
Who's
Travis
this?
Hunter.
Travis Hunter, yeah.
When he makes it to the NFL, will catch more than 40 balls as a rookie while playing full-time corner.
I'm going to say
false.
False, but he might catch 25.
I think he's going to be mostly a DB.
Mostly a DB, but like somebody said, why wouldn't you throw him in 10 or 15 plays a game on offense too?
Yeah,
I mean, he was a spectacular receiver.
Yeah,
take advantage of the skill set.
I think he might get more. I'm going to say true,
but he can't play full time both. So he can only use him a little bit.
What if he demands that? Hasn't he kind of demanded that?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
Well, it doesn't matter what he demands.
Yeah, who cares what he demands?
The coach is going to decide what he's...
You think a coach cares about what a rookie's demanding?
But the argument could have been made when he went into college that. Well, coach isn't going to let him play both.
College is different. You can do.
Yeah, you've got the run of the house in college. You think he's going to go demand something from Mike Tomlin? Or
they're going to say, "Listen, dude, we don't want to jeopardize your health."
He might from Brian Callahan.
Maybe he can push him over, but
I don't know.
He may not sign a deal or something like that. He might put it in his deal.
The answer is under 40. You want to take the bet? $5. Come on.
Sure.
$5.
Done. All right, put it in the book, Valdez.
You're the guy.
$5. I got over 40 catches for Travis Hunter.
I have under 40. 40's a push.
It also depends on who's going to draft him because...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You know, let's just say Vrabel drafted him. And he's got Drake May there.
Like he would
and they need another receiver.
Sure,
right?
And so, Vrabel used to catch touchdown passes.
Maybe he's used more as a receiver than a DB in certain situations.
Yeah. Did you see Warren?
Who's going to be the quarterback of Cleveland?
Mm-hmm. Walter Football has him going to the Giants, number three.
Did you see Warren Sapp being interviewed about him?
I did not.
I know Warren Sapp is a questionable character.
He's a curmudgeon, too.
Yeah, he
was. Not a nice guy.
He was not a nice guy when we saw him in Atlanta.
Right.
But he couldn't stop raving about him. I mean, he just could not stop raving about him, how he's just different, his enthusiasm.
He's a freak.
He's just different. And apparently he's been around all of them.
He's a great kid, too.
I'm feeling good about this bet. Because you would have said the same thing about Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to let him pitch and hit. And he has. Sometimes guys break the mold. Maybe he's the guy who breaks the mold. I mean, it's been done before.
Fair argument. But Deion, I would see him used as more like the
like Woodson. Deion Sanders.
But you're also risking more injury there if he's going to be playing on both sides.
And I think it's harder to find a great DB.
I mean,
they don't want to risk that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
He's going to be taking hits as a receiver.
He seemed to catch some spectacular touchdowns.
He's a fantastic. He could be a great receiver.
I want him catching balls from Drake May. I want to add as much talent around Drake May as I can.
Yeah.
Yep. Right, but it's not going to be a full package.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we're going to talk some Terps basketball. They are number 20 in the country. Their play-by-play guy, Chris Nockey, joins us next here on The Junks.